Second Nephi chapter 3. In this chapter, Lehi talks with his son Joseph, who was his youngest son. He's talking with Joseph. He's recalled his ancestor Joseph of old. And he tells him that God made great covenants with Joseph of old, and that that main covenant was that a righteous branch would be broken off from Israel and be raised up unto the Lord. And he tells him that Joseph of old had seen their day, and that indeed now Lehi is prophesying that they are that broken off branch, fulfilling that covenant for Joseph of old. And we also note that this is kind of a type for Mormon, meaning Mormon has seen our day, and that he is therefore writing the Book of Mormon to us to tell us of what he sees. And so when we read the Book of Mormon, it should be a stronger testimony to us because we're actually receiving it from someone of old who is seeing our day. Then we just have to look at our day with clear eyes and relate it to the Book of Mormon, and we can see indeed the work of God in it. Also, that Joseph of old had seen to our times, meaning the present day, and that he had saw Joseph Smith, and that Joseph Smith would be a great seer, and that he was prophesied of, and he prophesied some of bringing forth the Book of Mormon. Also, obviously, the bringing forth of the Book of Mormon is done by a seer, and Joseph Smith would be a great seer. But the interesting thing here is that Joseph Smith would not be a great spokesman. And we have to say, what does that mean? We know that when Joseph Smith spoke, it wasn't bad. It means that he was not great at magnifying the words of the Book of Mormon when he spoke so that others would listen to him. So we have a time here that Joseph Smith delivered the Book of Mormon, and people were given the words in writing, but they did not receive them. You notice what I'm getting at here is it then begins to talk of a spokesman, but we don't know who is this spokesman and what are they talking about. For some reason, we have a natural inclination to assume that it would be a spokesman during Joseph Smith's day. No, the Lord delivered the Book of Mormon to the people and gave them an opportunity to read it and use it. And as he said in the Doctrine and Covenants, that they were under condemnation in that day. And they have continued on in that condemnation, as this President Benson has told us throughout, ever since the beginning of the church, because they have not used the Book of Mormon. They have not listened to the people of the world, have not listened to the words of the Book of Mormon, and have not read them and used them. And so the spokesman is the one who will be raised up to come forth and teach of the Book of Mormon in word that will have power that some will then begin to hear. Because, again, people have not began to believe because of their eyes. And so now he will give a spokesman to come forth and magnify the Book of Mormon in word. And when he does this, we notice in verse 12 what is interesting is it says that the Book of Mormon will come forth to the confounding of false doctrine and laying down of contention and establishing peace. Which means if we use instead of having to fight with the world over whether or not the Book of Mormon, the Bible, is correct, if we truly focused on what we're supposed to, which is Jesus Christ, that the Book of Mormon further describes Jesus Christ. It gives further explanation, but it is should be in harmony with the Bible and actually put down contention, meaning answer the questions and establish peace so that people do not contend like they do over the Bible. Well, if we went forth and used the Book of Mormon like we're supposed to, meaning that we use it to preach of Christ and bring others unto Christ instead of trying to build up and get baptism to increase our numbers so that we can increase our own glory and our own popularity and increase the popularity of the esteem of the leaders of the church and so on, and our own pride of being a chosen people. And I could go on and on. Instead of doing that, instead of worrying about talking about how we're the great covenant people, and so therefore we have the saving ordinances and the arrogance of you don't come to me, you don't get these ordinances. Instead of talking about all these things, and we instead focused on just bringing people the Word of Christ and bringing them to Christ, and as we see in the Book of Mormon, after they have received the Word of Christ and developed a relationship with Him, then we will start talking about a church and about ordinances. If we would do that and we'd use the Book of Mormon in that manner, it would then be a great aid to establishing peace and putting down the contentions that the world has over the gospel of Jesus Christ at this time. We also notice in the end, though, speaking of this spokesman again, in verse 24, it says, "And there shall rise up one mighty among them, who shall do much, much good, both in word and in deed." So in word meaning that, yes, he will do it by word and by talk. And then, we're talking about this spokesman. This is something that all of a sudden Lehi added on at the end, because I think he felt that he'd talk about a spokesman, but all of a sudden it kind of left the impression, no, this is just someone who speaks for Joseph Smith. But how could we have, if the only way we speak is by the Spirit and the Holy Ghost is the only thing that gives utterance, how could he be a spokesman for Joseph Smith? That doesn't really make strong sense. The sense is that Joseph Smith delivered the word, and the Lord will raise up another one who shall be a spokesman who will work to, I guess, in a sense, explain the Book of Mormon or bring forth the words of the Book of Mormon to the people. And I believe that is obviously not occurred yet, and and that's something for our day, and explains the difference on why Zion was not created in Joseph Smith day and why we've had this long lag in between. And that is because all men was given the chance to accept the Book of Mormon as written, and now you'll have to bring forth a spokesman and give him great power and to perform, as it says again in verse 28, to work mighty wonders in order to bring the people to hear him preach just the things that are in the Book of Mormon.